from my perspective, they're the biggest hustlers in the media biz, trying to find out what's going on in politics. I've seen them work. Tim Skubick is one, and Carol Kane is the other. Carol Kane, of course, is the Emmy Award-winning host and executive producer of Michigan Matters, a program that is based at WWJ-TV in Detroit. You can also read her columns in the Detroit Free Press. Carol, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Thank you so much for those very nice words.
I see you running around with that microphone. You and Tim Skubick are just out there getting at it.
I'm telling you. Well, you know what? There's so much going on from both business and politics. But starting with politics, I taped Michigan Matters yesterday. And no, it's not done live, which I know some people are maybe disappointed to know. We do tape it. And had Mike Cox, former attorney general and gubernatorial candidate, his first time coming out publicly as since the campaign. I also had Bobby Shostak, the chair of the Republican Party in Michigan, and Brooks Patterson on to talk about Obama, this Stabenow contest, and so much more.
Tell us what Mike Cox is up to, and what's he been in it?
Well, right now he's doing some stuff for Dykema, which is a Detroit law firm. Mm-hmm. He's also helping Bobby Shostak with some intra-Republican Party things. I asked him point blank, are you done with politics? And he said, never say never. But I think he's just, since he has a family and looking to support them and all this, and politics does many things, but typically speaking, you don't get rich off politics. But he did actually have some kind words to say about Rick Snyder, the person he fought valiantly against and ended up losing to, as far as how he's doing as governor. He gave him high marks. And said that, and I asked, would you have been better if you'd won the governor's job? Do you think he would have done a better job? He said, Rick Snyder's doing a great job, and if he wasn't going to win it, Rick Snyder was the next person, next best person to win it.
And L. Brooks Patterson is always animated when he gets a microphone and near his being.
Oh, he also, as usual, he was trashing Obama. Everything's Obama's fault, just as it was Jennifer Granholm's fault. And you can leave it to your listeners to decide who was right or wrong in that conversation. But he did commit some news in saying he's going to be supporting and endorsing Mitt Romney for president, which he did 4 years ago. But like a lot of people, sitting on the fence to see who was getting in this, and also Mitt Romney's words about the auto bailout, the loans that the federal government gave the big three to survive. Obviously, Ford did not take advantage of it, so it was the big two only used it. But anyways, he claimed that Mitt Romney says he was misinterpreted by the media on all of that, and what the government ended up doing is what he was advocating. It just was taken out of context. So Mitt Romney now has another big supporter in Brooks Patterson, who carries a heavy bet in Southeast Michigan with Republicans and some Democrats, in fact.
What will we see in your column on Sunday in the Free Press?
You know what? I'm going to give you a teaser on this, because I know you're going to want to talk about this one after. It's one of these age-old issues. Venus and Mars, I'll leave it at that. The role of women in society and have things changed and improved. Which some people read and say, yeah, that the column I write about, the person I profile here, has it right, and no, it's just excuses. And I know this because every time I write about women in politics or business as CEOs, I get lots of emails and voicemails, a lot of time from men who call when they get out of the bars at 2 in the morning, and they read it, and they're upset, and they call me, and they vent on my cell phone, or not my cell phone, my office phone, and tell me what they think.
Well, you know what? I got better things to do at 2 in the morning, so you'll never have to worry about me getting in your ear. Before I let you go, I saw a story about the emergency financial manager, Roberts, purchasing a brand new SUV for $40,000. The Lansing School District is in, or excuse me, the Detroit School District is in such a financial turmoil. Has that created much of a controversy down there?
Yeah, no, it just doesn't send a good signal. I'm sure the car was needed and all these other things, but I would not have done that now. In fact, yesterday I was not able to go to the first emergency manager's meetings of the educational thing, with the governor's appointed people, Roy Roberts at DPS, Eastern Michigan. They all got together in Detroit and had their first meeting yesterday, and I heard it was a bit of a free-for-all. For people who have not been to Detroit school board meetings, they're loud and so forth, and yesterday's was no exception. So the discussion about that car was one thing. They talked about many other things, but it was very vocal. I expect a lot more noise on that whole conversation.
I tell you what, if I'm in that position, making the kind of money he's making and the debt that they're in, I think I'm buying used. <You know? laughs> All right, Carol. Carol Kane, you can go to WWJ-TV, and you can pull up Michigan Matters. You can also read her in the Detroit Free Press on Sunday morning. Thanks, Carol.
Have a great weekend.